That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, everyone. This is Elizabeth Joyce. How are you? I hope everybody's well and good into this merry month of May. Well, the Derby's over with, and nobody won who they thought was going to win. And tonight, we've got something exciting. We're going to talk about raising your consciousness. Raising your consciousness and learning about a fabulous new healing technique that I wrote about in 2011, before it was even on the universe. Because scalar waves are really consciousness. Let me see if I can help you out and help you understand. When one lives a life dedicated to raising one's consciousness and that of others, our planetary culture is also a good path geared towards the natural healing and harmonization of yourself. This is because higher consciousness is the principle of oneness, connection as it involves nature. Since self-healing is a reconnection, healing and consciousness are inseparable. That is why when something falls on our head, consciousness immediately rushes there, and it's the consciousness of pain. We can raise our consciousness like we might raise a newborn child. Love is the most connective of all emotions, and thus love raises consciousness. Integrity of mind, becoming responsible and self-reliant, and not harboring contradictions, enhances the connectivity of the unity of our mental terrains. We may raise a child to have integrity of mind and character, and thus we raise our consciousness, and we raise our ancestors' consciousness, and we raise the consciousness in our past lives. Learning to heal our body, to make it whole, likewise raises consciousness. Ultimately, we uplift our consciousness by being peacemakers and healers, as well as by being true to ourselves and each other on the planet Earth with love, compassion, and caring. We can raise our consciousness to higher levels by developing an overall worldview, by embracing a world that transcends illusions, lies, and deceits. Doing this will overcome even the final hurdle of inner consciousness in its first shock of separation and split. This is the first duality of the whole of consciousness and manifests in our right-left hemisphere split. How do we transcend the higher inner trip? We do so by putting the wisdom of the right hemisphere and its connective consciousness above the left brain's lower separation consciousness. The latter evolves a purely mathematical mechanical dominating worldview. We really need to make our second consciousness instead of the other way around. Then we can connect what is most separate and harness the mechanical third dimension reality for the benefit of life. If we do the reverse in the worldview, we yield to mass control, atomic weapons, and chemical pollution. We disconnect from our inner power, from what is whole, and we end up with essentially a non-sustainable planet, culture, and always living in duality and fear. We are on the brink of challenging the root core paradigm of modern science, the natural functions essentially mathematical. The world is at war on many levels. Chronic disease is on the rise. Violence pervades in the Middle East and not only there. Animal agriculture is taking a devastating toll on the ecosystems everywhere. Economic exploitation has become business as usual. Earthquakes, floods, volcanic eruptions, and other symptoms of climate change are becoming common occurrences. Every 20 minutes, another species of plant or animal becomes extinct. Every year, 15 million children die of hunger. Proponents of genetically modified foods claim that they can solve this crisis while hiding data about the destructive effects of the elements of the human health and environment. These are all symptoms of the current culture of death that we're in. What can one do to effectively counterbalance these destructive forces? If consciousness is in the permeating essence of life, and our culture upholds a mechanical worldview to yield higher truths, we can logically then conclude that, guided by the latter, we will create in time a culture of death. The past 400 years bear this out. We thus must raise our inner consciousness, you and I and friends and family, to the very highest level. Not as just a mere luxury or recreation, but as a real survival necessity. And that is why my guest tonight is so important, because we're all going to gather together and talk about healing consciousness. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my engineer play our weekly cosmic tip, because I don't want you to miss it. And as soon as we come back from that, we will talk to Tom. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, May 8th through May 14th, 2023. This week brings an intense quality of energy from the Scorpio full moon lunar eclipse last Friday. It's about longing and the lust for life when Venus is in tension with Neptune, and about courageous action and authentic leadership when Jupiter and Pluto square towards the end of the month. Monday kicks off a continuing of suspicious, devious vibrations. But luckily, Tuesday brings us back to logical thinking, confidence, and stronger self-esteem. The sun exactly aligns with revolutionary Uranus on Tuesday, May 9th. This has been building up since last Friday's lunar eclipse. Step out of your comfort zone and meet new people. Try a different restaurant or just do something different. Wednesday is filled with positive energy, making it a perfect time to work with creative visualization. However, it may be a bit difficult for you to put your plans into practice due to lack of energy. Don't force yourself. Let your imagination stream out into the universe and bring you back the solutions that you can work with at a later time, perhaps after Mercury turns direct next week. Friday, May 12th has a pleasant communication aspect between the planets, but could start off with some feelings of anxiety and uncertainties in the workplace. However, by evening, some loving vibes move in, making it a perfect time for dating, romancing, and socializing. Because Venus is in Cancer and Neptune are in Pisces, this weekend is infused with romance. Singles could meet a new suitor that could turn into a strong, stable relationship. If you're single, Saturday is a bright stargazing day for matching up with someone. You will have the inner capacity and wisdom to find a partner who is gentle, kind, and most of all, reliable. Those of you who are already together could take a step up to the next level or perhaps renew your vows. This is a perfect time to focus on your creativity and love. Because Mercury ends his retrograde cycle on Sunday, the 14th, talk about future projects without committing yourself to the details right away. Mercury is ending his retrograde cycle since April 21st, and that helps you to get moving again. Just remember that there is a shadow period that continues to need adaptability until this messenger moves into the new degrees of Taurus on June 1st. How have your values, desires, and priorities changed since Mercury first entered the pre-retrograde shadow on April 6th? Well, the fog and confusion are clearing, promising a warm and cheerful Mother's Day for everyone.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. I hope you listened well because we are coming in to the week of weeks, especially Wednesday. My wrecking ball is going to start to take place. In the meantime, let's talk about some wonderful things. The healing power of Scalar Light. I have Tom with me, Tom Palladino. And Tom, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about Scalar Energy, how it originated, and its nature.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It's great to be here. Thank you for this invitation. We'll speak about tonight's scalar energy, what some people call zero-point energy. I work with scalar energy instruments, and it's quite fascinating what I've discovered with this promising dimension, what others might call the quantum dimension or the parallel universe. And we'll get into that discussion. But first, again, I want to say thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. I realize that both of us have worked with this intriguing energy. Both of us are theorists, and we consider this very much a valid energy, an energy filled with promise, an energy that will change the world once we incorporate this technology.
But I want to tell you a secret. You do not know maybe that we have an arc that has formed in this solar system, yes, and that more of that energy is coming to us from the center of the Milky Way, and that just started at this time.
Yeah. Go ahead, expand upon that.
Well, I have that on my website, but that was, I say scalar energy, you use it scalar. But anyway, we need to learn the difference between scalar energy and electromagnetic energy. So I hope that you can talk more about that.
Sure, sure. Well, let me start by saying there are two energies in the universe. And we're very much interested in obviously increasing our capacity and improving our lifestyle. Now, today what is in vogue is electricity, electromagnetic energy, and that's fine. But there's something much, much more refined. There's another energy that's much more promising. I call it scalar energy. Nikola Tesla called it radiant energy. And many times we've heard synonymous terms, chi, prana, life force energy. So why are we so enthralled? Why are we so happy about the prospect of this energy? It's free. Scalar energy is from the sun and the stars. It's free.
It's from the divine.
Yes, it's divine energy. You don't have to build a power plant. When I tap into scalar energy, I tap into that force field. I don't need a power plant. I don't need to drill for oil. I don't need a wind farm. I don't need a nuclear reactor. I can control scalar energy by way of an instrument, the energy from the sun and the star.
Now, into an instrument, but I'll tell you that before you did that, we could control it with our meditations and our thought process. So that's the harmony of it.
You're absolutely right. The human mind, and the heart are great examples of scalar energy. Any type of thought, any type of emotion is a scalar wave. Thinking, feeling is scalar energy. Now, imagine if we can tap into that. And we can. I have scalar energy instruments that tap into that waveform, whether it's thought or whether it's emotion.
And that's going to be able to help us heal and help us form and correct our nutrients and anything that's lacking, right?
Yes, thank you. Yes, and it has much wider application than that of electricity. So this is the new era that we're walking into. We realize we're in an energy crisis right now.
If we were using
free energy, we would not have this problem.
That's true. So what do you think is the future of it? I'm telling you, it's really exciting because I never knew that we could control it with instruments. I always did it with thought. I'll give an example. Every single time I drove into New York City, and I lived in the suburbs of New York City, I would visualize a parking place. And the energy I was working with was scalar energy, and I would not only visualize it, I would be shown where it was on one block, 92nd Broadway, and exactly how far up the street it was, and I'd know.
Right,
and
right.
Using that energy.
Thank you. Well, I had the good success and the favorable set of circumstances, I could study Tesla and another American inventor by the name of Hieronymus. And I have been able to build scalar energy instruments. Now, with that in mind, my goodness, I have now discovered this realm of free energy. Energy that can be broadcast anywhere in the world. Energy, in my capacity, that's able to break apart germs, microbes. Energy that offers such great promise. If we just use this technology, we're going to see how we can change the world with free energy. It's fascinating.
How does it work with photograph?
Yes, it does. You're right, Elizabeth.
I can work
with anybody in the world by way of their photograph. People don't come to me.
People email me
photographs.
Do you know who Stephen Lewis is?
I've heard the name Stephen Lewis. He's
the AIM program.
Correct?
The AIM program, energeticmatrix.com, they've been around since the 90s. And I was a part of that organization for a long time. And they were in the baby stages of it, but now we're growing more. You need to get to know Stephen Lewis and Energetic Matrix. That's the beginning of it. Now you're adding so much more.
Yes. No, you're right. You're right. Thank you.
So tell us what's the future of it.
The future is almost unlimited. And the reason I say that, it's not an offhanded remark. I've been studying this for 50 years. If you can tap into the energy of the sun and the stars, that's where scalar energy originates from, then you can have star power. That's what I have. In my laboratory, I have a miniature star. And with that, I can send this energy, I can broadcast this energy anywhere in the world, anywhere in the solar system, and I don't need a grid system. So this is free energy from the sun, from the stars. And when you use it, and when you're broadcasting this energy, you don't need satellites. You don't need substations. You simply tap into consciousness.
Yeah, but are you doing it with a machine or with your body?
With a machine. With a machine.
These are scalar energy instruments. Body too.
Yes, you can. As I mentioned when we started off the hour, the human mind and the human heart are examples of scalar energy vessels. A thought pattern is a scalar wave, and emotion is a scalar wave. Now, what people do with their mind and their heart by way of thinking and feeling, I can do with an instrument. So I have engineered instruments that control this energy.
Mm-hmm. So how is that related to time?
Well, that's a great question. You know, time is the function of scalar energy. What do I mean? Scalar energy is a waveform. It rotates. It moves. And as scalar wave moves, it brings forward time. If you were to stop the rotation of a scalar wave, time would stand still. So scalar energy, if you can imagine, it's like a river flowing. And as long as the river flows, that's the flow of time. If you stop that flow of the river, then time stops.
So
really,
like
time is a flow of energy.
It's like a wave coming in on the ocean.
Yes,
constantly.
Indeed.
You can't stop it. It's so powerful.
Yes, it is. Now, imagine them. If we can control a scalar wave, we can control time. If you, as you put it, if it's to be considered by way of analogy as a wave coming in on the ocean, it takes time for that wave to reach the ocean. And that's the, if you will, passage of time. This is what I've discovered with my instrument. I can work with scalar energy, and I can manipulate time.
So does that mean that you can go from California to Brazil?
Yes, and I'll tell you how. When I am working with people with their photograph, I'm able to manipulate time because time does not factor in. I can work with a person's photograph, and in so doing, I can access a person anywhere in the world through their photograph, regardless of the age of their photograph. Now, what does that mean? Time is overcome. I transcend time and space. My scalar energy instruments allow me to transcend time and space.
And that's been forever. We just didn't know how to do it. It's part of me.
We know how to do it now. You're absolutely right. When you're working with electricity and magnetism, you're bound, you're subject to time and space. When you work with scalar energy, you're no longer subject to time and space.
Can you tell us?
You command, you control time and space.
Can you give us an example of how that would benefit us?
Yes, I will. For instance, I know of a scalar energy researcher whose name was Grebennikoff. Grebennikoff was able to develop anti-gravity scalar energy instruments. And when he was working with these instruments, he knew that he was outside of time. Actually, his wristwatch never advanced. So he proved by way of his scalar energy instrument that time could stand still. Now, if you can do that, what's the benefit? Well, you'll be immortal. You won't die. If time doesn't advance, you can't age, and you won't die. Now, he proved that many times while working with this scalar energy instrument. Quite profound, but these are some of the advances that we've seen over the years.
But it's so different from the third dimension. You're stepping out of the third dimension into the fourth and fifth dimension. But everybody lives in the third dimension, so how is that all going to transcend? I think that's what we're in the process of now.
You're right. There are two dimensions. So when we're working through this dimension of electromagnetic energy, we are subject to time and space. Now, if we can create an environment, another energy environment, or this environment outside of time and space, then we can teleport. Then we can overcome time. We can overcome space. This is the very essence of teleportation. You cannot teleport in an electromagnetic environment. The only way teleportation is possible is in a scalar energy environment. They're two different physics. They're two physics books.
They're doing this down in San Diego. I don't know if you know that. They're teleporting. Do you know Dr. Shore?
No, I do not. No.
Okay. They are doing all these experiments. It's so exciting. Now they're getting to the point where you really can. People worry about taking the body with them. How do you take the body with you? I don't know if you do.
Yeah. Well, this is what I've discovered with teleportation or scalar energy. Once you're in that realm of scalar energy, you essentially become spirit-like or you become non-physical.
Transparent.
Non-physical. And in doing, you don't have to worry about physicality. You don't have to worry about this physical plane. You're outside of that plane. It's so exciting. Now, imagine there's two dimensions, a scalar energy dimension and an electromagnetic dimension. And when you're in a scalar energy dimension, the rules, the laws of electricity, magnetism do not apply. This is the key element.
You know that's what happens with death.
Yes, you're right.
That's what happens with death. We leave the body and we go into the scalar energy dimension, a fifth and sixth dimension. And it's not anything to be afraid of, but it certainly is different. But the most important thing is taking out stress and worry and all those things that we live with. And do you think that we'll ever have a chance to live that way all the time without the body?
I think we're getting close to that, frankly, with scalar energy. Scalar energy is the Christ dimension. It's Christ consciousness. And what I'm driving at is to do that, to actually arrive at that state. I don't want to be bound to the electromagnetic state. I want to be able to work with a different energy paradigm that has so many gifts for us. Gone is electricity, which is passé. We should have listened to Tesla. Tesla wanted to work exclusively with scalar energy, and he proved that he was able to create scalar energy instruments.
He was brilliant.
Yes, he was.
I see.
We should have listened to him.
You have a note here about the chakras. Now, I'm the one that brought in the new spiritual chakras. And there's really, you talk about the 12 meridian points, there's two heart centers. There's the heart center of the physical body, and there's the heart center of the universal body, which you're calling scalar energy. But it's the universal body. It has no body. It is just light and fog, I guess. That's how you could say. And when you balance all 12 chakras, you got yourself into scalar energy.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. And that's, let me expand upon that. The chakras are composed of scalar energy. And because of that, because we have seven chakras, the easiest way that you can influence a chakra is with prayer or with a scalar energy instrument or with meditation.
Yes.
And that's what I'm doing. And that's what you're very well aware of. Now, the key element, once again, is this. When you're working in these dimensions, this scalar energy dimension, you're outside of time and space. It's not a Newtonian event. We're not working with electricity and magnetism. So it's much easier.
You're outside the body. You have to say that. I've been outside the body a million times. In fact, I used to walk home from school on my shoulders, and I knew that my body was walking on my shoulders. That's the feeling that you have when you're in alignment, when you're in this state of being, and you're in total scalar energy. I just want to try to bring it so that we can understand. It's going to overcome gravity. You haven't mentioned that. It will overcome gravity, and that's what our divine body is going to be, our universal body.
That's right. Yes, thank you. Bravo. Bravo. Now, again, let's say you're in a dream state, and you're what some people call astral projection, or you're sleeping at night. That really is a scalar energy force field. You've entered into a different type of force field, a scalar energy force field. And you put that into reflection, this is what we achieve every day with the scalar energy instrument. It's almost to the point of astral projection.
How can that benefit you?
How does that benefit us? Because then we're in touch with our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. When we do that, then our chakras are balanced, and we have clarity. We have mental clarity. Many times a chakra balance can rid us of an addiction or some type of phobia. You know, once you're in harmony, once you're united with this Christ energy,
you transcend time and space. It's called the state of being.
Yes, it's the perfect moment. There is no past. There is no future. It's the present moment. It's perfect. It's the perfect moment.
Let's explain more about this after we take our break. We're going to come back with Tom, and we're going to talk about the state of being and how that benefits humanity.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce. Thank you.
In a garden I'm playing my song to the sunrise, and out of my fiddle a hummingbird flies. Oh, I become a hummingbird. I fly through a cloud of pink walls, spiral down smooth shining halls to a door in the shimmering. A feather that gleams in the sunlight, breath of the wind, and we all are in flight. Now we are thousands of hummingbirds, humming home over a lake, humming home to the mountains where flowers hang. Thank you.
And that was my William Vitalis singing Hummingbird. I had to play that tonight because I was out on the porch this week and saw my first hummingbird this spring. And I love hummingbirds. And we're here with Tom Paulino and we're talking about scalar waves. And I'm excited. Tom, what excites me the most is the difference between the physical body and the light body, and how you need scalar waves to be in the physical body. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, okay. What I've discovered with scalar energy, it's non-physical. There's no electrons. There's no protons. There's no physicality. Meaning what? That this energy is essence. It's pure thought form. Or in my estimation, it's divine energy. It's pure essence of God. Now, if that's the case, then we can transcend time and space with this. We're not bound by time and space. And it's a much more subtle essence to work with as opposed to electricity, which is slow. So where are we going with this? It's a new way of communicating. It's a new way of living. It allows us to overcome what I would call this physical barrier. You know, we are in a physical world, which is fine, but it has its limitations. When you go to the non-physical realm, scalar energy, you don't have to worry about that.
I want to just tell you what Stephen Lewis always said about it. He said that it would eliminate painkillers and chemical drugs, because when you're in scalar energy, when you're having that, accessing it however way you do, it brings in the unconscious, and the unconscious always brings the body back to perfection. So it's more of a spiritual healing.
Yes, and, it is.
And there's two major things that are happening here. When you go outside the body, you have a physical healing, and you are aligned with your chakras, but also a lot of your karmic, mental, emotional problems disappear. You can have had a problem for 3 years, like my daughter won't talk to me, and you come back out of the scalar waves and you build up a loving relationship again. So it works miracles.
You're right. I can speak for when I'm working with people. I've worked with millions of people. Now, I work with them by way of their photographs, so everything is non-physical. And I never have a chemical reaction. It's not chemical in nature. I never have a die-off. I never have what some people might call toxic shock. Why? Because we're not working in the physical domain. This is not biochemical. It's the realm of thought. It's the realm of consciousness. And you don't have to worry about these physical ramifications. You don't have to worry about these negative consequences. This is it. This is what we're looking for. We're looking for this Christ energy that's going to solve our problems. That's what I'm all about as a researcher. I want to solve problems.
It is really not the Christ energy quite the way you say it. It leads you to it, but it's the beginning of the state of being, and it takes away physical restrictions. It requires a deeper understanding and your own inner technology. So what it does is it awakens your inner technology, and as far as you can tolerate it, you have to grow it. A lot of this healing takes time. Some things get solved in its layers, like an onion, and it shows us how to separate the elements of consciousness, moving our awareness away from consciousness, our world down here, into a higher realm of no worries, kindness, allowing, acceptance, no judgments. It's just so wonderful.
It is.
The state of being, Paramahansa Yogananda, Yoganandaji described it as the state of being in his book, Man's Eternal Quest.
what do I envision here? With this type of energy, with this type of Christ consciousness, this will unite mankind. Now, keep in mind, if this is free energy, we will not fight over oil or gas anymore. This is going to simplify our lives. This is going to make us very happy. This will solve problems. This is what I'm all about. I want to solve problems.
But you have to understand, well, I'm worldwide, and that you call it the Christ consciousness, but you need to go beyond that, because it's Mohammed conscious, and it's Buddha conscious, and it's Hindu conscious. It is a spiritual chi, Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. Shakti, yes. Energy. It's for everyone worldwide, yes. And all belief systems.
Yes. It's universal. It's universal energy. So what have we learned in the short talk? We have free energy. Energy that is not impeded by any physical block. There cannot be any way that you can impede this energy. Energy that only does good. It's perfect energy.
It's not
energy that will unite mankind. It's free energy that will alleviate our energy crisis.
If you can learn how to channel it into the grid system, you don't need the grid system, but what do you need? If my lights go out, can I call you up and could you come over and turn my lights on?
Eventually, we're going to do that. Yes, we are. That's where I'm moving towards. Eventually, I want to be able to do that.
Yes, you're getting there. I know we're at the beginning of it.
Yes,
but it's wonderful.
It's a process.
You know, when Tesla was working with his energy, they tore down his 7-foot tower on Long Island, and they did not want him to advance because they wanted to collect money for energy. I wish you could tell me it would take money away, the need for money. Actually, it does, but I don't think people know that.
Well, let's just say that this will be the new system of exchange. It should make much of our military-industrial complex obsolete.
Yes, it should.
And that's a step in the right direction.
We just have to get there.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to change the monopolies. If you have free energy, then this brings down the corporate monopolies. And that's part of the problem that we have right now, the corporate monopolies.
I've been talking about that every week for a year. And as a matter of fact, I call it the wrecking ball, where Pluto just moved into Aquarius, and we're moving into scalar energies. Why don't you tell people how they can reach you and your website?
Okay, thank you. Our website, scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Now, when you visit the website, anybody in the world is entitled for 15 days of free scalar energy session. You're going to email us your photograph. And in those 15 days, we'll balance your chakras, we'll eradicate microbes, we'll create assembled nutrients. Please look at our website, and then consider how simple and easy this is. Your only obligation is to email us a photograph. We'll do all the other work for you by way of this instrument. Essentially, you teleport. This is teleportation. You bilocate to my laboratory by way of your quantum field on your photograph.
Scalarlight.com. Do you have an email?
Yes, it's on the website, but for their reference, scalarlight.com. The email is support@scalarlight.com.
Okay, good. I just want them to be able to reach you, Tom. Thank you for being here tonight. It's been wonderful to have this conversation. It's all been recorded, and they can download the pod and hear it again so that they'll know what they can do.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Okay, take care. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we talked about this wonderful energy, this state of being. Consciousness itself can never be healed because it's the foundation of healing. It doesn't need to be healed. It's in a state of perfection, the state of oneness. And we're going to hear Elaine Silver sing about oneness. I haven't played Elaine in a while. She's a beautiful singer. Next week, we're going to talk about the rest of May and what's coming. And we will also talk about keeping ourselves in connection with our blessed higher self and our mental healing and our environmental healing so that we can ascend by consciousness and by choice. So let's go into our song and our meditation. It's wonderful to have been here, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
I hear it and know with my being, Spirit is what I am seeing, for God is all there is, and we are all one, we are all one, we are all one.
you take me to my dreams tonight? Will you carry me on your beams tonight? Sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight. Oh, take me to the stars.
This is the Garden of Life meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital. No matter which plane of action I am existing on, love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is. Thank you.